Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onalu Tuni with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates several development projects, including Namo Bharat Corridor in Delhi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says no country can grow unless its citizens are deeply committed to nationalism. NABARD Chairperson Shaji KV says Gramin Bharat Mahotsav is giving special focus on the Northeast. And Union Health Ministry says ICMR will enhance HMPV testing labs and monitor year-round trends. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple developmental projects in Delhi worth over 12,200 crore rupees. He also inaugurated a 13-kilometer stretch of the Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut Namo Bharat corridor between Sahibabad and New Ashok Nagar worth around 4,600 crore rupees. The Prime Minister undertook a ride on the Namo Bharat train from Sahibabad RRTS station to New Ashok Nagar RRTS station and interacted with the school children. In addition, Mr. Modi inaugurated a 2.8-kilometer stretch between Janakpuri and Krishna Park of Delhi Metro Phase 4 and laid the foundation stone of the 26.5-kilometer Ritala Kunli section. He also laid the foundation stone for the new state-of-the-art building for the Central Ayurveda Research Institute at Rohini, New Delhi. The campus will provide state-of-the-art healthcare and medical infrastructure. The inauguration of the project will help enhance regional connectivity and ensure ease of travel for the people of Delhi. Later, addressing a rally at Japanese Park in Rohini, Mr. Modi said the next 25 years are crucial for development of Delhi. The Prime Minister emphasized for developing Delhi as the national capital of Viksit Bharat.
आने वाले 25 साल भारत के भविष्य के लिए दिल्ली के भविष्य के लिए बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण है ये 25 साल भारत को विकसित राष्ट्र बनते हुए देखेंगे ये भारत को आधुनिकता के एक नए दौर से गुजरते हुए देखेंगे.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that no country can grow unless its citizens are deeply committed to nationalism. Visiting the NCC Republic Day Camp 2025 at Delhi, Mr. Dhankar said that nationalism, organization and nation-first approach is needed for India's development. The Vice President highlighted that the nation's transformation rests on five basic pillars, namely social harmony, imbibing patriotic values at grassroots, environmental awareness, self-reliance and civic duties.
These will force nationalistic spirit through responsibility, values and consciousness. Practice these every day. Stay vigilant against anti-national forces because that alone will secure our democratic values.
Mr. Dhankar urged the people and the youth to follow these five pillars to transform India as a proud country of great discipline and decorum. Addressing the youth, he said that every young mind has the potential to exploit the opportunities given to them. Mr. Dhankar also acknowledged the contributions of NCC and said that the organization should lead the path towards development as a disciplined class. National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development, NABARD, Chairperson Shaji KV said that the ongoing Gramin Bharat Mahotsav is giving special focus on the Northeast by addressing financial inclusion and supporting sustainable agricultural practices. Mr. Shaji said the objectives of the celebration include promoting economic stability and financial security among rural populations. He said the event is showcasing GI-tagged products, organic products and products of women entrepreneurs and tribals. The NABARD chairman said they are trying to create the demand of these products that will need the supply and hence creating opportunities in rural India.
So the six-day Gramin Mahotsav is aimed at improving the visibility of whatever actions which are happening in the rural India to the urban consumers. So we are showcasing their specialized products, especially the GI tag products, organic products, products of rural artisans, products of tribal people, products of women entrepreneurs, products of SHGs, FPOs and such other things. So now what we intend to do is that the demand for such products and along with the special, once the urban consumers realize about the specialty of these things, demand for such products will be there.
He said the Mahotsav, through discussions and workshops, aims to enhance rural infrastructure, create self-reliant economies, and foster innovation within rural communities. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The Union Health Ministry has said the number of laboratories testing for HMP virus will be enhanced by ICMR and assured it will monitor trends for HMPV for the entire year. Director General of Health Services, Dr. Atul Goyal, reassured the public that there is nothing to be alarmed about in the present situation, urging people to take general precautions. The Joint Monitoring Group observed that these viruses are already in circulation globally, including in India. It said a robust surveillance system for influenza-like illness and severe acute respiratory illness for influenza is already in place in India through both ICMR and IDSP networks, and the data from both indicates no unusual surge in such cases. The centre will roll out 50 crore rupees worth fisheries sector schemes for northeast states tomorrow. Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh will inaugurate and lay the foundation for key projects. The schemes, amounting to about 50 crore rupees, is part of the centre's plan to promote a self-sustained fisheries sector in the northeastern region under Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana, PMMSY. Certificates will be distributed at the event to be held in Guwahati to fisheries beneficiaries of the northeast region, including NFDP registration certificates, KCC cards and awards for the best FFPOs and fishery startups. After Manipur, the movement of people living within 10 km on either side of the unfenced international border along Mizoram-Myanmar would be regulated following the directives of the centre. The Ministry of Home Affairs adopted the new scheme replacing the previously suspended free movement regime. A Mizoram Home Department official said that border residents of both India and Bangladesh living within 10 km on either side of the frontier now require a border pass to visit each other. He said the pass would be valid for a stay of up to 7 days. A designated officer of the Assam Rifles would issue the passes on the basis of the official documents of the border residents. Mizoram shares a 510-kilometer-long unfenced border with Myanmar's Jin state. The 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas, PBD Convention 2025, will be held at Bhubaneswar in Odisha from the 8th of this month. External Affairs Ministry said that the theme of this 3-day convention is Diaspora's Contribution to a Viksit Bharat. A large number of Indian diaspora members from over 50 different countries have registered to participate in the PBD convention. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the PBD convention on 9th of this month. It will feature a virtual address by the chief guest, President of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangaloo. President Draupadi Murmu will preside over the valedictory session of the 18th PBD convention on 10th January. Varun Tomar from Indian Army has become the national shooting champion after winning the men's 10-meter air pistol finals of the 67th National Shooting Championship 2024 at Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi this morning. Varun's teammate Pradyum Singh won silver, while Rajasthan's Akash Bharadwaj bagged bronze medal. Varun Tomar also won the men's junior 10-meter air pistol event, and his teammate Pradyum Singh won bronze, while Nikhil from Uttar Pradesh won silver medal. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates several development projects, including Namo Bharat Corridor in Delhi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says no country can grow unless its citizens are deeply committed to nationalism. NABARD chairperson Shaji KV says Grameen Bharat Mahotsav is giving special focus on the Northeast. And Union Health Ministry says ICMR will enhance HMPV testing labs and monitor year-round trends. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.